Lep pozdrav, gospe in gospodje. Potem, ko sva se z sogovornikom srečala v Bruslju pred dobrim mesecem dni in sklenila, da se ponovno sestaneva v Ljubljani, je danes potekalo eno od dveh srečanj, ki jih bom imel skupaj z ministrom, nadzornim odborom slovenskih železnic, vodstvom slovenskih železnic in sindikati slovenskih železnic v sredini maja, kjer bo dokončno padla odločitev o našem sodelovanju. Najprej naj povem moj kratek, jedrnat, ampak pomemben vtis iz današnjega pogovora. Potrebujemo človeka, ki ima izkušnje, ki ima vizijo, ki je pragmatičen, praktičen, operativen in ki se želi dokazati. Imamo to srečo, da je pripravljen sodelovati z nami. Dogovorili smo se, da se po srečanju sredi maja, ko bodo jasni vsi odgovori na vsa vprašanja, dogovorimo, da začnemo sodelovati takoj. O tem, kako bo verjetno povedal nekaj več moj gost. Zmenila sem se, da se tikava par model. V upanju, da bova sklenila sodelovanje. Slovenske železnice želimo narediti moderne za potniški promet, za tovorni promet. Želimo jih umestiti v evropsko infrastrukturo in vidimo jih kot sestavni del velikega logističnega centra. In zdaj ta moj vtis je najbolj pomemben. Ko sem Hartmutu povedal o številnih problemih znotraj konteksta številnih poskusov v 20 letih, da bi naredili nekaj iz teh železnic, pa nismo uspeli, je rekel, če ni mogoče to storiti v kontekstu, spremenimo kontekst. Prosim.
Sorry, I have to speak English. I can't speak Slovenian, so I have to say thank you very much to the Minister President, to Robert, that he invited me to participate, let's say, on a process which is seen to set up a new future for the Slovenian rail system. He has mentioned it by himself. There have been a lot of trials, and in our discussion privately, which we had, and even today, we have agreed we think of new ways to really not to talk too much about the past, to go for the future. We have a basic agreement where I believe it's a good working base. We will work now with a Slovenian team, and in short time we will come back to the Minister President and to propose our way how we would like to work, and then of course the process will start. Let me say one thing is clear. I'm the former CEO of Deutsche Bahn, and I'm, let's say, an orderly man. I'm retired, and I'm not here to earn money. I'm not here to gain anything. I'm here first because of our good relationship and to help. We have done a lot of things, and we can, through our discussion, to advise maybe which I can give to our Slovenian colleagues which are in the driving seat. It's not me. I will be very critical. I will say what I think. I will give my comments, and if nobody is listening, okay, but I hope they will be listening. And to avoid mistakes which we have done in the past, to really to short the rail. There is a future for rail, that's for sure. The rail all over the place in the world has a type of renaissance. in America, in Japan, everywhere in the world, also here in the country. We have to structure it in a way that the rail people can use the choice. The fact that rail is not functioning is not the fault of the employees of the rail company. They need the freedom, they need money, they need modern rules, they need a little bit space, and they need, let's say, a new ideas to really refresh the system. And this we have agreed to work on, and we will see in the future how it is. Today we will not talk about any details because it's too early. We have a little working program, and in 3 or 4 weeks MP will call again for a meeting, and then we may be a little bit more explicit what we have in mind, in which direction we like to go.
So money won't be a question for cooperation.
Reči to, kar ste želeli, vi vprašati za vse. Hartmut sodi med 10 najboljših menedžerjev na svetu. Slovenija ga ne more plačati toliko, kolikor je vredno njegovo znanje in izkušnje. Zato zelo cenim njegovo pripravljenost, da vse pogovore, tako znotraj usmerjevalnega odbora, kot z mano osebno, ali z ministrom, ali z sindikati, ki bo pravil posebej na njegovo željo, stori samo pod pogojem, da mu poravnamo stroške potovanja. In vse do jeseni bo to delo upravljal tako, da bodo on in njegovi sodelavci plačeni samo za stroške, ki nastanejo z pripotovanjem iz Nemčije sem in nazaj. In nič drugega. Če se bomo potem odločili za sodelovanje, bomo določili tudi forme.
Will be a money question for a future cooperation or not? You said the money is not a question because you are in pension, but anyway, you had a much higher payment salary up in Deutsche Bahn than we can offer you here.
Now, what the MP has said it already. For the time being, we have agreed to discuss the business model, the architecture of the structure and things like this. And this we do with a team. And in September, if we know where we would like to go, we will sit how to organize the full thing and how I can be engaged in the full system. Maybe, I don't know, it will be in the future, maybe I will be a member of the supervisory board or something like this. That will be, it's nothing is decided today, and give us 3 months' time, 4 months' time, and then we will give you the tools. Today is like this, like we have said, we have working teams. I know the people out of the past, and we sit together, we will discuss, and we will make a good proposal to the government, and government has to make strong decisions. There is nothing easy. It's a complex situation. Money is always the problem. Everywhere, also with the rail, also with the government, and we have to find wise ways and means to make a good way how it could work for a good future. That's it. But it's too early to go in details today. Forgive me, we come back to this.
Is Premier persuasive enough?
No, I think we had a good discussion. We had from the first second when we met. We have a similar feeling and good understanding.
Good chemistry.
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. That's for sure.
Maybe just one question more. What is your position on the social partnership? Will you advise any of layoffs?
I have to say, I'm not, and I will be not in the future, in an operational responsibility. There will be the colleagues from Slovenian Railways, they have to do their job, and I really try to give advice. About, let's say, how to set up the future. One thing is clear, there will be nothing done against the employees, against the unions in the company. We have to convince them for a good way to set up the future. We have to convince them to stop to talk about the past. Past is nice, we are proud of our past, but we have to talk about the future. And we have requested that very soon we will have an informal meeting with the unions and to exchange views how we could see this. There is no speculation. We will see how far they are ready to join such a project for the future. I think there is no alternative. We have to set up. Europe is growing. The competition is growing, the market is changing, things are getting faster, communication systems are there, and everything is more transparent in the modern world, and we have to set up, let's say, a system who fits to this new environment in our society, who is really related to service, not to rail, not to flight, to service.
What do you Kako me presenetil prvič, me presenetil tudi danes. Na kosilo v Bruslju je prišel za pravimi vprašanji in danes je prišel na ta razgovor, ki je bil zamišljen zelo neformalno, že s prvimi odgovori. In kot sem prej rekel, če stvari iznotraj konteksta ne gredo, potem dr. Medvorn predlaga, da gremo izven konteksta. Danes je seboj prinesel elaborat, ki je zaupne narave in je za mojo informacijo in kot rečeno ne bomo šli v detajle, ampak to, kar sem videl, so pogumne vizionarske poteze, za katere je treba dobiti konsens socialnih partnerjev, ne zadnje tudi konsens v parlamentu. To so stvari, o katerih doslej Slovenci nismo razmišljali.
Can you tell us something about this plan that you, maybe just one little thing?
It's purely too early. Let us work on it. For time being, it was important to get the opinion of the MP, and we have to talk to a couple of people. As you have said already, we have to talk to the unions. Nothing is against anybody. We have to do it together. It has to be in consensus. Otherwise, there is no future, I tell you. And give us a little bit time, and we come back to this.
Glejte, imamo priložnost sodelovati nekom, ki je nemške železnice iz 2 milijard dolga spravil v situaciji, ko imajo 2 milijardi profita. Nemške železnice danes sodijo med najbolj moderne v Evropi. V bistvu so najbolj modern, urejen sistem v Evropi. To je tudi njegova zasluga. To, da sodelujejo midva, tudi ni nekaj, kar je izum tople vode. Tako sta sodelovala z kanclerjem Schröderjem pred 10 leti in začela modernizacijo nemških železnic. Zame je seveda njegovo mnenje zelo pomembno, zato sem ga tudi prosil za sodelovanje. Mislim, da bo pomembno tudi za vse ostale. In on sam je tiste vrste menedžer, ki dosti krat ne prosi, ampak pove, kaj je potrebno in če meni, da nekaj ni storjeno iz oportunističnih razlogov, pusti projekt, ker ve, da ne bo končan.
Torej, je zavezujoča.
Vi, ki ste videli te prve skrivnostne njegove predloge, ste z njimi zadovoljni?
Ja, so pogumni, ampak delo natančno tisto, kar jaz, ker tudi nisem strokovnjak. Sem slutil, da je prihodnost Slovenije in to je moderno urejen logistični center, ki bo po svojih performansih absolutno konkurenčen v tem regionalnem prostoru.
In kaj tako, da se danji direktor železnic ni sposobno izgledati?
Kot je bilo rečeno, vsi smo se vrteli iznotraj konteksta. Gospod Medvorn je prišel z predlogom, ki gre izven konteksta. No details.
Do your plans include some form of strategic partnership with Deutsche Bahn or somebody else?
Everything is possible. We have agreed, basically, first we have to do homework. If you go to marry somebody, you have to be attractive, otherwise you will not be married. And let's do be attractive for others to join us or to welcome us for alliance. The Slovenian transport system should not be the one they should
begging
be,
for the money.
They should be requested because Slovenia is sitting in a very good region which is prosperous, which is getting more and more importance for Europe. and there is a need for transportation for people, there's a need for transportation for goods and transit, but out inside of the region, there's a lot of things to do, and it's time to do it. So that was the call of the MP to say, everybody here, we would like to discuss it, and here we are.
So you are convinced that there is still a chance for Slovenian railways?
There's always a chance. If we agree all together, or if everybody agrees all together, we talk for the future, and to stop and to cry about the past, I think there's always a future. It's never too late. But it will not be easy. It needs some, let's say, some people have to jump. There may be maybe some who don't like it, like everywhere, if somebody says something, somebody is against, of course, but it has to be argued. I mean, we see. We are in the beginning on a finding process. We are not on the end. We are in the beginning of finding process, and it's a clear wish of the government to make a transparent process. There is no hidden agenda or something like this. We will be transparent, but it has to be. There has to be some work to be done first before we talk. It makes no sense, you know, to talk first and do it after. We would like to work first and then go in public.
You didn't come here last week because of the troubles with the planes. Yeah. But why didn't you come
with the train?
We could come with the train, but that needs another 3 days. And now it's okay. We made it today. We have been flexible in our diary, and you know, the trains, the dust clouds in Germany or in center of Europe has proven how important it is to have a good train system. Without a train system, the economy in Germany or in France or in UK would be flat. The cost and the influence of the economy would be much bigger. To replace airline business, and next time maybe the train has a problem for any reason, we need a good airport system with good airplanes. The time is over where you count on one. You have to count on trains, on street, on airplanes, on bikes. you have to give mobility to the country. That's what he wants, and this is a task where we are looking at.
Dobro, še to, dr. Hartmut bo verjetno zelo nerad dejal izjave za javnost, samo takrat, ko bo menil, da je potrebno zaradi transparentnosti odločitev sporočiti težke dileme in njegov predlog za njihovo rešitev. Danes sem ga vendarle prepričal, da je stopil pred kamere, zato ker se mi zdi prav, da nekdo, ki prihaja iz vodstva nemških železnic, ki je požel tak uspeh, ki je bil tako kontroverzna osebnost in ki pomeni nekaj novega, okolikor bo prevzel obveznosti pri nas, da na koncu delo, ki ga želijo praviti transparentno, vsaj transparentno tudi začne, in se mu zahvaljujem za to izjemo, da ste v pred kamere. Thank you so much.
Thank you.